Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1404 in the writing. It's shir number 556. Getting back to our halachas brachas. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of kedima bebrachas. We're currently going through various different examples in reference to how to apply the halachas of kedima bebrachas. So, one interesting example which comes up, which could come up and does come up quite often, if one is eating, let's say, rugelach. Rugelach, as we know, are mazonos. They're like little Danishes, they're mazonos, and they're also eating cookies. And there's a complete, now, there's a complete rugula. We spoke about the fact that first we look at complete. What do we have complete? Is the cookie complete? Is the rugula complete? Now you have a complete rugula, right? And a complete cookie. They're both complete. You have a complete, some pieces might be broken, some pieces might be not broken. But in this case, you have a complete rugula, you have a complete cookie. Then one must make the bracha on the mazonos on whichever one they desire. In other words, you have two complete items. That doesn't have to be all of them complete, but you have two complete items to make the bracha on, and I'm eating rugelach, eating cookies, so it's basically on the same level, both mazonos, both complete. Next, we're going to go and look at what is chaviv, what do I desire more? So then one must make the bracha on mazonos on whichever one they desire more. And the one that they desire more most of the time. So if one desires the rugelach, usually I like rugelach. In other words, we spoke about in the past that there's two different shittas. There's some rishonim want to say that it's when we go most of the time, we go by what is the person like most of the time, and others say no, that it's only what you like this time. And in general, we pass, can you try and go with the one that you like most of the time, that I desire most of the time. So if I like the rugelach better, I would take the rugelach. If I like the cookie better, I would take the cookie because of the fact that they're both complete. If one desires the rugelach and the cookies the same, in other words, the cookies and the rugelach, I like them both the same. I can't make a distinction, right? So if there's one that I like more usually, I usually like a rugelach, I usually like the cookie, so that's what you should take because they're both complete. But over here, we're talking about a case in time, they're both complete, number one. Number two, I desire them the same. I like them both the same. That's why I like them both the same. Then we'll get a look at the one that's freshest. We try and take the one that's fresher after chaviv comes knocking, meaning the fresher one, the nicer one. So in general, that means the one that looks or tastes fresher. So if you're going to tell me that the rugula looks a little bit fresher than the cookie, so then we're going to you're going to make the bracha on the rugula. If you're going to say the cookie looks a little bit fresher, a little bit cleaner than the cookie, so if the cookie looks a little bit fresher and cleaner than the rugula, so you'll make the bracha on the cookie. That's basically how it goes from there. Then the last one, if both the rugula and the cookies are just as fresh as each other, so in other words, the you're going to tell me that number one, they're both complete, they're both mazonos. They're both complete, two complete items, a regular cookie, both complete. Then we're going to say, well, look at the one that's fresher. Now, look at the one that you desire more all the time. No, I like them both the same. Then we'll say, good. So then look at whichever one is fresher, whichever one is cleaner. And we'll say, no, they both look the same. They're both fresh. I bought them in the same bakery, right? At the same time, they're both fresh. They're both fresh. They're both complete. I like them both the same. So what do I do now? So both the regular and the cookies are just as fresh as each other, then one should make the mazonos on whichever one is larger, whichever item is larger. In other words, like this, if the cookie is larger, you make the mazonos on the cookie. If the regular is a larger item, just a straight up larger item, it's larger, bigger, right? So if the cookie is bigger, it's the cookie's larger, you make the mazonos on the cookie. If the regular is larger, you're going to make the mazonos on the regular, and that will cover the cookie. So you go whichever one is larger. And that's all of the above is in conjunction with what if one wants to eat them both together at the same time. We've spoken about in the past, right? You have to want to eat them at the same time. If I just want a rugula, so you don't have to go get the cookie. If I want only a cookie, now I don't have to go get the rugula. Those are two separate things. If you want to eat them both at the same time, that will be an practical application in conjunction with what we've spoken about in the past as the category for the same bracha. They're both mazonos, same bracha. So again, we'll look at, we take the one that's complete. If they're both complete, we move down down the line for Chaviv, whichever one is desirable. I like them both the same. We go move on to Naki, whichever one is clean, fresh. They're both as fresh as could be. Then we're going to take the larger one. Usually you'll find one of them is going to be larger than the other. I mean, it's hard to say that they're both exactly the same size, so that's pretty easy. We're going to take the larger one, make the mezonos on the larger one, and have in mind the other one, or the other one will be right in front of us, so that would also be good. Okay, these halachas I brought down, Hilchas Brachas, by Rav Malka and Daf on page Resh Mem Gimel. Thank you for listening. Aslacham Bracha Kol Tov.